Have a few minutes? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/liveinthemoment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. I am Stephen Julian, your slightly annoying host. Welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X, coming from the Subaru Gwinnett Studios. With me, as always, is my co-host, Harper LaBelle. Good morning, Harper.
You know, we're not rookies anymore. This is our second time here.
I know.
And have you seen the changes? It's already fantastic. Mike's been working pretty hard.
The monitor's up. The clock is up. The red on-air light is on just to remind us that we're on
we
the air.
We didn't have any of that last week with our rookie show.
I know.
We're seasoned veterans.
What we did have last week was a great guest. You know what we have this week?
We have more than one great guest.
We have two great guests. We are excited to talk to Percy White from Allegiant Logistics and 5&2 Community Outreach. And also Marina Reynolds is here from Aloft Hotels. Why don't we just get right into it?
I think we should, but we should talk a little bit about our favorite topic of all. We're at the Subaru Studios here in the Gas South District. If you're already a Subaruist, or if you would like to know more about the gigantic savings and the hassle-free experience of the Subaru of Gwinnett complex, you can reach out to them either by phone, you can visit them in person, you can take a test drive, or you can do what Steven does, and you can visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. You can join the family today. You can come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then check out their Facebook page for the latest news, offers, and community events. SubaruofGwinnett.com.
Fantastic. We are excited to welcome Percy White from Allegiant Logistics and 5&2 Community Outreach to the studio. Percy, welcome into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about Allegiant Logistics a little bit later. We want to start with a nonprofit that has kind of grown out of your passion and also out of your business, the 5&2 Community Outreach. What exactly is that?
We are an organization. We are about 3.5 years old now. We started with the intent of being another resource within the community as far as programs and different things for, you know, the community at large. And something that we've actually have done, I guess, in the last couple of years, we've kind of like fill in for other nonprofits as far as like logistically wise. There's been a couple of instances where my friend, she has a nonprofit organization. She's asked a couple of times if we could help provide volunteers and other resources. So really that's what we've kind of evolved into. We still do our own thing, but we also help other nonprofits as far as when they need additional volunteers, if they need additional resources, if they need something that's going to, you know.
So a nonprofit that helps with logistics of other nonprofits, which has grown out of your logistics company. It's kind of something you know. I like what we're saying. On your website and on what you guys talk about, you talk about your mission is to bring help, hope, and relief to all in our community and beyond to help those in need to recover from negative circumstances and events in their lives. So what motivated you to start a nonprofit organization 3 years ago?
Well, it's always been it's been a dream to be a force in the community, to just be, like I said, a help to where there's so much, you know, I can't think of the word I want right off, but there's so much need within the community. We've really been blessed, and like I said, what really started the vision was one morning I was just you know, sitting at the house, and I was telling my wife, I said, you know, that I really want to make a difference in the world, in the community, or whatever. And she said, have you ever thought about, you know, maybe doing something like a nonprofit organization or something of that nature? And I told her, you know, I had thought about it, but never really made the leap. And that's when she encouraged me. She said, hey, I mean, you know, won't you go for it? Just see what, you know, what comes of it. And 3.5 years later, now, like I said, we've got the organization. We've got volunteers. As a matter of fact, we've volunteered at Gas South several times for some of the events with our volunteer to help out at the concessions.
And I think sometimes people think, if I'm going to get involved in a nonprofit or if I'm going to start a nonprofit, they think of this, okay, I'm going to change the world by doing something super big.
Absolutely.
And what you just said, volunteering to help run concessions at a place like Gas South District, where you're volunteering. So that's going to, and especially if it's for an event that's raising money elsewhere, there's where there are things you can do behind the scenes. There
yes,
are
sir.
Things you can do that are that maybe other people don't see, or it's not done with a lot of fanfare, but yes, it's sir. Incredibly important. Think of any kind of 5K that's run. Think of any kind of school event, judging at a school event or just helping with volunteer.
Yes, sir.
I believe also you do some specific things or there's a passion there to help when it comes to law enforcement and military. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. I've got several family members who are, they're retired now. They're in law enforcement. I've got a friend actually with Gwinnett County. And my uncles and my older brother, they served in the military. My brother, he did 2 tours in Vietnam. So, after coming back and, we would just sit down and talk. And it just, kind of gave me motivation to want to to give them something positive, the ones who serve in their communities every day as far as law enforcement, as far as the military also, because a lot of times you see some of these veterans, they're standing on the side of the road holding a sign, looking for food or whatever. And to me, that shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, do my part, however small, to help alleviate and to maybe bring that that whole thing with the law enforcement officers and military personnel to, to give them some kind of hope, some kind of reason to, want to, maybe just, know that they're appreciated and have been appreciated.
Where'd you come up with 5 and 2, and what is that? How is that applicable?
excuse me. Actually, it was from the account in Matthew in the Bible where Jesus fed the multitude of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And basically the whole concept behind that was that he fed a multitude from like a little. So that's kind of our motto. We, whatever little that we have, we try to, increase it to feed the many or to help the many. And like through the donations that we get, whatever, however large or small, we try to like increase that into the neighborhoods and into the communities to help individuals. So it's like kind of like a, I guess you could say like a divinely inspired name for the organization.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I've always heard that, forgive the pun, but the naked man can't give the shirt off his back. So yeah, you're always looking for people that have something. And if I were to say, gosh, I don't have anything to offer, your reply would be, you have you. As for in terms of the volunteer for earlier,
yes,
we need you. If you can give us a couple hours of your time. Now, how much notice would you need from an organization that says, Percy, I need your help. Can you help me move 50 tables that are going to be over at event? Logistics would help with that. But how much time do you need in order to be able to get that scheduling done to where you're able to help out some of the other outreaches that need assistance?
Oh, generally, if we could get like within, 10 days or so, get 10 days to a week to kind of get, the proper people in place and everything logistically, to coincide. Yeah, about 10 days at least to notice to make it work.
And part of your time, of course, involves, well, what do you need? If another organization says, hey, we've got an event coming up and we need some volunteers, for you to do it with excellence, you would probably need to, okay, well, show me the facility and I can put 2 people here. Would you like 3? You know what I mean? And when you think and outside the box, you're trying to solve problems.
Right. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Like I said, if the organization, for instance, like I said, my friend, she has a nonprofit. And if she were to call today and say, hey, I've got an event in downtown Atlanta, I need X number of volunteers, and can you also maybe provide just say socks, for instance, mm-hmm. or whatever, and it would give me a chance to, go to my resources, get everything together and, have that in place for her, and we would, then just coordinate the, the time and the date we could, you know, meet up and, you know, distribute everything.
And nonprofits are always obviously looking for donations. You said it before, that large and small, turning five loaves into enough to feed 5,000 kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it also sounds like maybe you're looking to put together a team. You're always looking to build your roster. So is it something where if they go to, and why don't we just go ahead at this point in time before we, you know, kind of transition over to the business side of things, is there a place for people who go, yeah, I like what this guy's saying. I like that I can be available to help logistically with other organizations or other events. How do people, where do people go to either give or also give of themselves and give of their time?
Well, I'm having my website, I'm actually having that redesigned or whatever, so they will have like it'll be a donate button, and it'll kind of give like some of the things that we do support, that we, the causes that we try to do as far in the community. Mm. And like I said, I'm having a company to redesign where we'll have like the donate button. Again, it'll give a breakdown so people will know that, okay, well, I'm giving $5 to this, you know, cause or 15. I mean, it'll kind of give a breakdown. It's their choice. But mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like it.
Is there a number or a email that people can get in touch with you in order to say, hey, I'll give the $5, but I'd also like to know more about what you need, and I may be able to participate and help?
Yes, sir, absolutely. The phone number for the organization, it's 770-686-4720. And the email that we use, it's kind of tied in with the 502. It's Feed My Sheep. It's FeedMySheep52 at yahoo.com.
And if anyone doesn't know the reference of Feed My Sheep that goes with 5-2, just ask someone who knows their Bible or pull out your Bible and do a little reading. You'll understand what Percy's trying to do.
Yes, sir.
So let's transition real quickly because I love this. Off air, we were talking to Percy, and I said, should we lead talking about your business and then go to the nonprofit? He goes, no, I want to lead with the nonprofit. Then you can wrap up with my business. So clearly, both are high priorities. One is got a little more personal and drive. But again, your ministry is your nonprofit has grown out of the business. So Allegiant Logistics, when you say logistics, people like, oh, I know that word and I'm not sure I know what that word means. It's really what you've been talking about already. So specifically, what are the things you do logistically for other companies? What's the spectrum of the work that Allegiant does?
Move freight, basically. And just a short, you know, answer, it's move freight. When a shipper has they have the truck, but they need a driver, what we do, we get with the company, they have what they call like a load board. I'll get on the load board and see that, okay, that this company needs a shipment going to Houston, Texas, and what I'll do, I'll put a bid out there for the drivers. They'll bid on it. If it's something that the shipper agrees with and we all come to agreement, I'm kind of like the middleman. Mm-hmm. We all come into agreement. And then it's set up and done, and we just basically set up the time and the, you know, delivery date and everything.
So. And as the middleman who kind of handles that and is moving the freight, do most companies like to have somebody else kind of set up the driver if they don't have their own fleet? This is the process of how stuff gets moved if it's not vertically that the company can do everything themselves. Absolutely. So this is what happens is a logistics company makes sure that both sides get represented.
Absolutely.
And so then the question becomes, is it mostly, it's all kind of domestic and it's all trucking and that's kind of your main organization. And do you work mostly with independent drivers? Do you work with companies that have a fleet of trucks, but maybe not hundreds and hundreds, or maybe so? Maybe how big, how small are the truckers that you work with?
Well, we work with anyone. So we work with owner operators. We work with large companies. I mean, whoever needs freight moved. A lot of times, your companies, like even Walmart, they will need someone additionally to, you know, like handle the freight for them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's across the spectrum. It's large and small. So
I think I've got some friends in the logistics. I've worked with a company in the past that does all, you know, pack and kit and ship and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Logistics is you want to talk about something that is so incredibly necessary and is so taken for granted, right?
I mean, sir.
You don't notice it till it's passing you on the highway, and you've maybe not exactly treated them the way you should treat all the time. So, I mean, is it an understatement to say that without logistics and without the people you work with, literally this country would fall apart? at least commerce wise.
I kind of like to think that the trucking industry is kind of like the freight and the rail industry is the backbone of the commerce. If it didn't come in actually first from ships and then loaded by rail and then by truck, I mean, we would pretty much wouldn't have much of anything.
Right. We'd run out of stuff very quickly.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
My day job is as an independent financial advisor. I watch the stock market every day. Jim Cramer, who's on CNBC, has said it many times. If one of the best leading indicators of the economy is look at the trucking industry.
Absolutely.
If trucking is doing well and freight and rails are doing well, we're doing fine. When they start to go down, that might be a leading indicator that things are about to get tough. We will not ask you to answer that question. but what I would like you to answer is any businesses that are listening that are not happy with their logistics relationship and they might be looking for someone to help them get stuff moved around the country, how do they get in touch with Allegiant?
I've got my website that I'm happy because I wasn't happy with the first one. So I'm having that redone, but they can contact us at Allegiant Logistics, info at AllegiantLogistics.com. And right now, I'm still getting everything set up on the website or whatever, so I can, people can be able to take a look and just see, again, the services and then just what we do. But, yeah, they can use the info at AllegiantLogistics.com.
And Allegiant is spelled A-L-L-E-G-I-E-N-T.
Yes, sir.
Percy White from Allegiant Logistics and also from 5 and 2 Community Outreach. Thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Harper, before we get to our next guest, I want to remind everybody that this show, specifically Gwinnett Business Radio, is brought to you by Regions Bank. We all know that keeping your company's financial future on track means having the right resources to support your growth. Regions Commercial Banking offers you lending capabilities and strategic solutions tailored to your needs, and you'll work with a team of experienced bankers here in Gwinnett. Discover steps to take that can help move you closer to your business goals. Regions is here to help. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Regions Bank.
Member
FDIC.
You slowed that down a little bit.
I did. I was trying
to go. You're kind of liking your new montage of how you're going to.
Yeah. That time it felt a little more like it was kind of half horror, suspense, thriller. Yeah. That's
sometimes you do the in the world. You've got movie announcer guy.
Well, listen, if you're not watching Honest Trailers on YouTube, go find Movie Voice Trailer Guy. He is fantastic at what he does.
Yeah.
I very much enjoy that. But you know what?
What?
I think people are tired of us bantering back and forth. It's time to get to our second guest. Would you agree? Marina Reynolds is here. She is from Aloft Hotels in Lawrenceville. She is director of sales for Aloft Hotels. Marina, welcome to the studio.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. So Aloft Hotels in Lawrenceville, people hear hotels, they go, hotel, I get it. Aloft is a little bit different. There's a different brand there. There's a different style to it. Talk a little bit about what sets Aloft apart from other hotels.
You actually already said the absolutely ultimate word, different. Mm. Aloft Hotels, different by design. That's one of the clues. And it is a very different brand. It's a fairly young brand that was created in 2008 and has been gaining in popularity ever since. And what sets us apart is probably three core things that the brand is known for: design, music, and technology. The brand was created specifically for people who live for those three things. Our design sets us apart.
Talk a little bit about that. What is so different about some of the design of Aloft Hotel?
So if you were to walk in into the lounge of any Aloft Hotel, you will see something completely untraditional. You will see vibrant colors. You will see boldly designed spaces. You will see things that if you're familiar with, say, some of the technological areas, you probably say, oh my gosh, I know what this means. For example, black and white wallpaper used on some of the walls, it's a PCB, it's inside of the computer. Hmm. It's a tribute to technology.
It has nothing to do with zebras. Nothing to do with black.
The stripes are on.
Good. See, she's much smarter than I am already. It has nothing to do with that.
I don't think anyone was worried about that either of us.
Well, it's black and white and red all over. Okay, it's a zebra with a sunburn.
Diaper rash. That's what it is.
Or diaper rash.
Anyway, let's get back to Marina. So design. The second one you said, kind of surprised. Thank you, Mike. Mike, the producer, chiming in, literally. All right, back on track. I apologize. The second one you said was music, and that kind of struck me a little bit because I think it's not hard to be different because every hotel's music is so dull, boring, and not really anyone pays attention to it. So speak about why it's so different. What sets it apart?
So a lot of the design came out of love of music for the Aloft hotels. And there are some visual indicators as well. And a great example of that would be one of our signature cocktails that's actually called the Boombox.
Nice.
And not only it's called the Boombox, it is served in a vessel that looks just like a boombox from the 80s.
As big? No, it's a scaled-down version.
It's big enough. It certainly is big enough. If you can handle it.
Now, so if you did, so I'm going to give you a free marketing idea. If you've created a way to make one even bigger and an actual size of an 80s boombox, it could be for a whole table. It could have compartments, right? The two speakers on the side and then maybe split the middle into two different things. Now you got four drinks all in one. But I like the idea of a smaller boombox.
Which is just for you, you know.
The business radio.
In the 50s, they
used
to have the milkshake, and you would have two straws. Yeah. And now they've got different compartments where you and all of your friends, and if you're double dating, everybody can have their own drink.
Well, and music is its own language, and music speaks a lot. And so
music absolutely speaks a lot, and so does one of our light fixtures, actually, that looks like notes.
Nice.
That spell out our name. Also, there is such a thing as Alive at Aloft. We do run a music program, and we do give the opportunity for the budding artists to present their craft in our remix lounge. So on certain days of the week, it is live. It's very live at Aloft with either a DJ or acoustic performance. And everyone is welcome. Absolutely.
So sometimes I think when people are listening and if they're living here in Gwinnett, they're like, well, they're talking to somebody who has a hotel in Gwinnett. I live in Gwinnett. I don't need a hotel. So here you have the lounge. And because of that passion for music, that idea of it being one of the core tenets and one of the core differences, one of those differences is come hang out in our lounge and listen to, you know, some of these budding musicians. You're giving it back to the community.
We want the community to become involved. We absolutely want the community in. Aloft is designed for so many things. You don't have to stay. You don't have to rent a room to be welcome at the Aloft hotels. Please come in, play a little pool table, relax after work day with another signature cocktail that called Heroes. I mean, feel a hero after 5 o'clock. Why not?
Boom box and a hero, and you're ready to take on the rest of your day.
And then there is a Viva as well. So we can go on. You know, there is a cocktail for each occasion, just like there is a song for everything. We can probably provide a drink for whatever mood you're in. Our skilled bartenders certainly will try to find something that you would like.
You have been trumpeting his praises in talking about these drinks. So you talked about the music lounge kind of open to everybody, but we are Business Radio X, so let me also ask, because a lot of times local businesses might have need, whether it's as simple as a conference room, but I think you at Aloft are going to say it's not just about finding a space. There's more to it. So talk about what business leaders and business owners might want to take advantage of with having a loft right here in Lawrenceville.
And I think you mentioned something earlier as well that resonates. Business is serious, but at the same time, it has to be fun. There's absolutely has to be that little bit element of difference and surprise and something unexpected. And I think that helps the creativity in the group, if there is a group or if someone's just working on a project and it's a difficult project and they need to find a solution. I think working in a place like their loft hotels where you're surrounded by vibrancy and the boldness, and anywhere you look, you're going to see something different. I think it absolutely is going to help the creativity. Our public spaces are designed for people to mix, either relax or be creative, because they are very open. This is another, like, not a value, but a very specific brand feature of their loft. Open spaces and connectivity. You could not go anywhere far at their loft without being able to plug in somewhere, anywhere, at the bar, in the booth, anywhere, because...
And that's that third part, the technology.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. The brand was designed for a tech-savvy guru.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People who want to decide for themselves when they are online, offline, or if they want to do both, 24/7, any day of the week. Everyone like this is welcome at their loft because they will find what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. Comfortable rooms, nothing over the top, comfortable. A loft, the name speaks for itself, 9-foot ceiling, so you are not going to feel boxed in. 55-inch plasma TVs, smart fridge, really nice shower with a really nice dry bar, full-size amenities. So this is one part of your day taken care of. You take care of the work. After work, our public spaces will help you either relax or do a little bit more, go meet some friends, whatever. You know, relax, recharge, indoor pool, recharge, fitness center, you name it. We have it. We'll provide it.
You think of some of the name brands and the bigger ones, the more expensive genres, if you will. What was it that Aloft saw in Atlanta to where they said, we want to move in? By the way, you're right by the Discover Mills Mall.
Correct.
Is that correct? So even
yes.
though it's Lawrenceville, Duluth, it's right there in that little off of Sugarloaf and I-85, I would imagine. Is that the closest way to describe the address?
Absolutely. You are correct. It's very conveniently situated. Access to I-85, 316 Satellite mm-hmm. Boulevard, 1.2 miles from Guest's South District. It's a prime location. You just can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so with the music and then the open spaces, it really, outside of a room, you can go there even if you're not spending the night there, but you want to visit a friend. There's so many people that come into Atlanta and they're looking for a place to stay. For you to be able to get into that market of being able to say to any of the businesses, hey, when you have a couple of your sales representatives travel in from Florida or California, have them stay with us. They'll really enjoy the unique difference of spending the night with us rather than one of your other competitor hotels.
Would you like a part-time job with me?
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying.
Did
to
I figure it out? Yeah,
yeah,
I think you've figured out the niche, right?
You were listening. So, and you talked about you kind of been talking about these open spaces, and yes, we've been talking about the rooms. But again, I would say just kind of that area. If you're just looking for a place to come and do some work or get some stuff done, it's like the hotel. The room is good. The room is important. But it's more than just the room. And is the lounge, so there is a bartender there, serve full meals, or is it just the bartender for drinks? Talk a little bit about what kind of a food amenities might be available.
Of course. Thank you for this. Our famous WXYZ bar does have a food menu. It serves tasty small plates. For example, we have a variety of baked wings, different tacos. We added flatbread pizzas, which is very popular nowadays. So you won't go hungry. After Boombox, you know, have some wings.
I was thinking WXYZ bar, when you've had the boombox, you're at the end of the alphabet. Your day is over.
Yeah, it's if time you can to say it backwards and you can pass the sobriety test. Otherwise, just go up to your room. Just go back up to your room.
They have it on the wall and they let you start to prepare if, in case you make a horrible decision after you leave the hotel. The best decision is to
you'd also, I would imagine, we welcome you to do your business here at our hotel. That's or to doing, do some of the other things that you would like to do. We are a difference maker in terms of that aspect. You know, most people just go to your room and we never see you again. No, we want you to mingle and be a part of the experience.
Yeah. We want you to be part of what is called the Aloft Hotel experience, because it is a completely different experience. That's why our slogan is different by design. Mm-hmm. And it is everywhere. You only need to look at our signs inside the hotel, you know, for the lifts, for this, for that, and the other. They are not square because we are not so square.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You know, I'm sitting here listening.
Steve, I've called you square before. Oh, you are square.
I hadn't. Yeah. Okay,
but you see, you have to come because at the Aloft,
to not be square,
you will never be square.
Oh,
you will never be square.
I've been called hip to be square, but no, yeah. Never. Yeah. So I like that.
You see, and there's the music. We just need to get you some drinks.
So what I'm just sitting here listening, because obviously, if you're a business leader, a business owner, you can do an event there. You can also come experience, and like Harper, you were saying, you have people traveling in, have them stay at the Aloft. It's so convenient to all the major thoroughfares. But what I'm sitting here thinking about is the people who do, and I'm thinking of salespeople, I'm thinking of people who do a lot of, I got to go meet clients. And we've all had that thing where, am I going to stop at a Starbucks to try and do 2-3 hours of work? Or am I going to stop at a restaurant and get in a booth and I hope there's a plug nearby? No. You need to go to the Aloft because you get the nice menu, you get a nice drink, and you have a good space to plug in, to stay connected, do an afternoon of work.
You have a coffee and a plug and a socket and whatever else you're going to need. And we do have some nice coffees, too. Oh, and you should...
So it's not just alcoholic drinks. There's some good coffees there, too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I am personally capable of making a cappuccino myself. So.
Really?
Wow.
Mm. Man.
Hey, what about a glass of dirty water? I've been to plenty of hotels over my lifetime, and there's the dirtiest water that the local residents...
I think I know her answer.
They don't even want it. Yeah. Do you have dirty water there? No? You're looking at me like, no, we don't serve dirty water.
You're talking to the director of sales. I don't do water.
It's clean. It's good.
I do fancy water.
The
good stuff. Sparkle? Right. Do you have some water with some sparkle in it?
I can put some sparkle in for you, Harper, anytime. If you have to promise to stop by and try the boombox, and I will get you.
Well, you brought
the
cookies. Now, do you have sprinkles? Because Mike likes sprinkles. He likes donuts that have sprinkles on them.
Yeah, for those people listening, check out our social media. There will be pictures of the Aloft Hotel cookies that Marina has brought.
Mike's liking them right now.
Yeah. More chiming in.
Oh, is that time to...
Oh, sorry.
See, Mike, you did it too much. Marina thought you were getting on her. She's done nothing wrong. All she's done is talk about how great. I was going to say, I think what that bell is for is everybody listening is like, you kind of told us, but you got to give us exact details of where it is. So tell everybody how they can get in touch and exactly where the Aloft Hotel is.
Okay, so... Aloft Lawrenceville Sugarloaf is exactly 1.2 miles away from Convention and the Arena in the Gas South District. Our exact address is 2110 North Brown Road. And as you rightly noticed, we are by the Sugarloaf Mills Mall on the side of the Outdoor Bus Pro Shop. Easily found because the Aloft Hotels have a signature roof line, even. You can't miss it.
It's a great building. I've seen it be built in the last few years. It's fantastic.
When you're looking at our official logo, this is a signature roof line.
A little slanted at the top.
It is.
I like that. And how many Aloft hotels are kind of in the metro area? Is this the only one? Is there a few more?
This is the only select service, which is what we are called, in the Gwinnett County. So we are... very proud and, you know, quite aware of kind of a responsibility that we have to,
I was gonna
to the
say,
county.
Corporate-wise, how did Gwinnett get the property? Was there the right demographics and the business plan just said this is where we need to be. And obviously, I think you're right in the middle of everything. So there was a lot of design that went into this specific property.
A lot of design went into the whole Aloft brand, because everything that you see in any Aloft hotel is not incidental at all. Everything is truly by design, from the sockets, the ones that even pop out to make it easy for you. You've got to see this. This is like my favorite feature in the hotel. I've never seen
this. Well, ours was the cookie. Now, if you say the sockets are better than the cookie, then we
you know
need
what?
To go. Yeah.
Again, it's different.
You by design, right. You will have to stop by to experience that by yourself. I cannot even describe everything.
Well, when I was younger, I put my finger in a socket. Now, well, can you guarantee that I won't be able to do that now?
Hey, no. You will have
no,
to.
No, because I'm good.
During you're
good?
I'm good.
She will guarantee that you won't do that while you're with her, as she's giving you a tour.
She turns around and looks the other
correct.
Way.
Correct, yeah.
And then she sees
she can't be
my silhouette.
She can't
and my
be
hair.
Responsible yeah. for our, you know, lack of common sense.
Yeah.
I would like to see that, actually.
Yeah. It's all not right. every day that I get electrocuted.
Yeah, exactly. That's
no,
true.
No,
so,
I mean, that would be the first one for us.
So I think we do an event, right? We bring in the business community. They can give donations to see Harper or myself or both of us, depending on how much money we raise for 5 and 2 community outreach.
We can certainly
stick our fingers in sockets.
We can host something like that and define a prize for the winner. I mean, yeah. which one? What's, who's going to be yeah. the winner?
Who's called the winner of that?
Yeah,
the one that stays alive, right?
We won't play Name That Tune. We'll just see how long I can hold my...
So 8 seconds on a bowl
or yeah.
3 seconds
220
on a socket.
Or, yeah,
220, yeah. 221, whatever it takes.
Of course, you'll have to sign a waiver before then.
See, she's corporate. She yeah, is corporate. She does go back. All right. Good. We've had a ton of fun. I think it's time to wrap this up. You already gave the location. I would say I was going to suggest anyone just search Aloft Hotel, especially Aloft Hotel Atlanta. You know, there's a couple in the whole metro area, but we know the best one.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Especially after that cookie.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You tell me if it's going to take 2 or 3 cookies, right?
You'll be hearing
from us. We'll make it.
I think it's going to take 3. I'm just
3?
Saying right now. Yeah.
And Marina has...
and a boombox.
And Marina has invited all of us to take a tour of the hotel. She will give you sparkling water. She will make sure you don't stick your finger in a socket. And we may or may not be getting some kind of outreach event to raise money for awareness by Harper. Or Harper's the only one who said he would.
I guess, give him a plastic fork. We can start with that.
Yeah, he'll do. Yeah. He'll put his finger in a socket. I will have a boombox, and we'll enjoy. Well,
I want to play Nerf hoop inside the 9-foot.
That's true too. Man, there's just so much stuff.
And there is a pool table in the lounge.
Oh, come on, Marina! You just keep giving and giving and giving.
That's why I said 15 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. So so do your work. Plug in. Then go play some pool, then go order something from the bar, mm-hmm. have a flatbread pizza, come back, play more pool.
Have a boombox.
Yeah, enjoy the sockets, get excited about the sockets that are so differently designed. So different design, music, technology, one of a kind, Aloft Hotels. Any other way people can contact you? Or
I was just going to add the main phone number for the hotel.
Please.
Is 770-299-1255. And please, just everyone, feel free to stop by, have a look at our beautifully designed Aloft.
And especially business owners, business leaders, if you want to do an event, if you want to do something a little bit more than just come and see, definitely ask for Marina, Director of Sales. Marina Reynolds, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great experience.
Absolutely. 2 great guests.
Great, that are great together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like peanut butter and jelly, you know, all that good stuff.
Well, I was thinking Hershey's when you get chocolate and peanut butter. 2 great tastes that taste great together. That's
Reese's
what popped
butter.
Into my
yeah.
mind.
Your
had
peanut butter got in my chocolate. Your chocolate got in my peanut butter. That's an old 80s reference. You missed my 220, 221, whatever it takes. That's
yeah,
Mr.
I'm still
Mom
thinking
reference.
220. I was electrifying myself with if I go 221.
And Harper was going, I really did say I'd stick my finger in a socket. So
can we make a little correction to peanut butter and jelly because we have to move with the times?
Marina, jumping back in. What you got?
Yeah.
Almond butter
and
dark chocolate.
How about bananas and almond butter? I know that's a favorite for some people. Have you been there?
Gilding the Lily.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to push back and end on a negative note, but My wife and I would strongly disagree because there's nothing better than a Reese's egg during Easter season. So I'm sorry. And maybe I need to come to the hotel and try.
So you're saying
that.
There is a wrong answer?
Marina's ready.
You're saying there's a wrong answer.
No, I'm not saying there's a wrong answer.
You
I'm saying
just
that's
said
my
that
answer.
She's wrong.
I would push back and say there is nothing better than peanut butter and chocolate. But everyone is allowed to have their own opinion on that state on that. That matter.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer.
I didn't say it was wrong. I just said it was different.
We need that just a creatively designed alternative to the classic.
And can we all agree what everyone needs to do who listens to this is they need to visit the Aloft hotels and they need to find a way to give of their time or some of their blessings to 5 and 2 community outreach. Can we all agree with that?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes.
We already agree. Yes.
We found and Mike, will you ring the bell to acknowledge that? All right. Now, Mike is so ready for this show to be over, so I want to thank Mike Salmon, our producer. I want to thank our guests, Percy White from Allegiant Logistics and 5 and 2 Community Outreach, and Marina Reynolds from Aloft Hotels. And Harper, I want to thank you for being a great co-host.
Well, I want to thank you for being a great host.
And one of these days, we're going to drive Mike crazy by continuing to talk over the outro music. But that day is not today. For everybody else, this is Stephen Julian. We'll catch you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.